Yeah, this time of year you can get blinded by the light if you don't have it properly positioned when you're grilling for your family after you get home from work, because this is that time of the year when you're grilling in the dark a lot, and light's important. You're listening to Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What is cooking in the dark,
baby? I always
wondered
what that song was about. Now you totally clarified that.
Sure, man. That's what I do.
Did you get that, Brian? We're being produced today by Brian Fongers, who's been with us for years, and we love it when he comes back and helps us out. So
kind of feels like home.
It does, yeah. Yeah. He's a good sports announcer, too. Cold weather grilling foods. And I think these are cool because about anywhere in North America this time of year, your temperature has changed. Now, if you're, you know, down in Louisiana, you're down in the 40s. If you're up here in Michigan, you could be 40 below. But it's still colder than you're used to.
Right.
So it changes your game up a little bit and changes maybe how you like to grill. Like, I think when in the summertime, I stay right at my grill. I don't want to leave it. So that's why I make sure I always have a cold one and a backup.
Right. Have to. And, you know, depending on what your cold one is comprised of, this time of year, as cold as it is, they could freeze. So, you know, it's all part of the plan. You might have to bring a little cooler out to actually keep stuff warm rather than let it get cold. Because you pop a beer that's been sitting outside in 10-degree weather, it's going to ice up on you instantly.
And it could even be just a hot cocoa. It might not be an alcoholic drink. It might be just hot cocoa or hot cider.
You go soft on me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. This whole fitness thing has gone to your head, brother.
It has.
Man.
And I'm Mr. Limited now, so don't be too surprised.
Right. Limit. Limits. Who likes limits? Not me. Anyway. Whatever. But, you know,
I'm going to get some before and after pictures, and 3 months from now, I'm going to be a different man.
Half the host you used to be.
That's right. I'm looking forward to that. I want my shadow to look different, and it does.
You can blame that on Mother Nature. They're really long this time of year. The sun's low in the sky. You know, that's what summer's for. The sun gets up high, your shadow gets thinner.
So let's do some affordable, because everybody's worried about a buck all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk affordable foods. Let's not talk about the stuff we love to thrill ourselves with. Let's talk about what Ma and Pa Kettle can buy.
Well, the turkeys, for example. The reason that I had two turkeys in the freezer is that during the holidays, they drop those things. You can pick them up if you buy $50 worth of groceries. They'll throw one in, or they're $1.09 a pound or something like that. And I got a deep freeze. Maybe you got one, too. And it's like I grabbed three of those things. I cooked one during the holidays. I had two more in the freezer because that's a really inexpensive meat.
So let's talk about those turkeys. I noticed you were so proud of posting pictures of the turkeys when you put them on.
You're right.
But I didn't see the follow-up pictures with, my grill's on fire!
Right. Yeah, well, the honest part about all of that is they took enough smoke before the grill did catch on fire.
You double-smoked them.
I finished them in the oven is what I did, is I took them inside. And this is something, guys, that's probably worth noting even, because I put them on the smoker, and had it not caught on fire, it still would have taken longer than it normally takes, and I had an idea of when I wanted to eat and when I put them on, and when I had a little catastrophe in the middle.
That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah, I had to take them inside, and I put them in a 250-degree oven rather than a 250-degree smoker.
Okay, so off the bunny trail here, let's get back to affordable food.
Turkey's affordable,
Mr. Redundant. Chicken thighs. I love beating on chicken thighs just because it's cheap. They're forgiving.
Very flavorful.
And they're wonderful. Wonderful. So that's something you can, and if you have a weak grill, let's say you're still stuck with that cheapy, and people are always ashamed to admit it, but there's plenty of them out there. Plenty of you have bought one or two from the big box stores, and you're paying for it, but it's what you've got right now. And after Christmas, you're not going to go plunk down $1,000 for a grill. I'm just saying. So let's say your grill does suck. Do chicken thighs, because you only need a sucky grill for chicken thighs. You just need like about 240 BTUs.
Is that how many?
No, 2,400 BTUs.
There's a number out there somewhere. Get your grill hot. It's all he's talking about.
No, I'm totally lost.
So let me pick this ball
weak,
up.
Weak.
Yeah.
Let a 24,000 BTU is what I was trying to
That's
say.
That's right.
And they start off at 35, but they're really giving you 25. So and that will work in the winter. You'll end up with a 15 or 20. Chicken thighs, plan on 40 minutes for a roast, and you won't even have to flip them. Put the bone side down, skin side up, and then the last 10 minutes, put that skin side down to crisp it up, and they'll be wonderful. Another great thing is just a turkey breast. It's another thing that takes a long, long time. So if you've got cooler grilling, that's the perfect thing to put on. You're not going to hurt it.
Right, and you don't want to burn them, but so many people don't like the skin. And the skin is a protective layer is all it is. If you like to crisp it up and eat it, that's wonderful. Some people love that. Others don't. Take it off there. You're not going to hurt
when you're done grilling.
When you're done grilling. That's thank you, because that's where I was going, is leave it on while you're grilling,
yeah,
because it's protective.
And then when you do those big turkey breasts, make sure you park it for about 15 minutes, because that one has very little juice in it anyway. And you're going to need that juice to redistribute in that breast. And why'd that sound weird? I don't know. But
well,
anyway, that's what it has to happen.
It's not your mama's turkey anymore. I get it. But anyway, that's...
Why'd you have to bring mama in?
Well, you're
that?
The one that was that's, talking about breasts and juice.
Weird.
I had to go there, man.
Mama. Oh, mama.
Hey, bless Adeline's heart.
When to do fast and when to do slow. You know, this when it's really, really cold and you just want a steak, crank that thing up as high as you can go. Don't get too thick a steak, because
right,
you're probably not going to get the performance you want. And just bang that thing. You have to be careful. If you might have to leave your lid down, but you also might create a fire if you've got a real powerful grill. So
just watch it. You'll know. You'll hear it. You'll see it. That if it's because what he's talking about is that fat can render quick on a hot grill, and it can cause flare-ups, and you'll get a black side, and it'll be that charred taste, and you don't want to do that.
Yep.
You're inclined to not stand at the grill when it's that cold out, but if you've got it cranked up hot, just be careful, because you'll take it from a good plan to a ruined piece of meat in a hurry.
Yeah, just stand at the door and keep an eye on it.
Yeah, exactly. Peer out through the door, and you know, got a beer in one hand, and you're just looking out there with the other, maybe a flashlight. If it's not too dark, but
yeah,
that's how a man grills, and it's time for a little man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty in Saranac. And we were talking about Brian's sports knowledge and sports ability, so this one's perfect. Women who claim they love to watch sports must be treated as spies until they demonstrate knowledge of the game and the ability to pick a buffalo wing clean.
Oh, I like that little last twist
that
right there.
That was for you, Fongers.
Yeah. Awesome, man. You got it. You know what? That is a good judge. That's one of the best ones I've ever heard. That reaches right out there and touches a lot of different things. That's cool.
Okay.
Gay.
Well, I'm happy to make you happy.
Yeah. Well, we're happy.
So a little recap, 98.5 UPS. We're going to be there. And the Twister next weekend, Houghton Lake. Even if you just come up for the day. Come up for the day, because to see tip-up town, now that they've got ice especially, thank you, God,
yep.
There's going to be thousands of shanties on the ice. It's a spectacle.
Yeah, and I've got some old friends from Shartucky coming up that actually have cottages on Houghton Lake, and they're going to be coming by and saying
man.
Hey to us. So
great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be feeding everybody on Saturday.
1 to 3.
1 to 3. There's a stage somewhere. I guess it's the wherever the center of the activities are.
It's at the south end of the lake. There's, I think, like a little gazebo area or something
okay.
there. But
Barbecue Bob and I will be firing up the grills. We've got a lot of local meat and things.
Just
that are
look for
be
the beer with. Tent.
Yeah, right. We're not going to be far from that, I guarantee it.
And we got DDs.
Right. Yeah, that's right. The girls are coming
Did
up.
Did I mention
so
the beer?
It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But thanks again. But watch out for this GI barbecue, and stay tuned with us on that, because we're going to be auctioning off those Henry rifles, which are really cool.
And if you're new to the show, Operation GI Barbecue is an attempt to send a plane load of barbecue supplies to our troops in a hot spot overseas. And we are now a mere 4,000 or 5,000 away from our goal. So we're eking up on it, but you can go to gibbq.com and hit the donate page. We'll see you next week.